Track 2. You should now be at the end of a tarmac section of track. The tarmac veers off to the right up to Lodge Hill Farm, now Natural England's base in the Wye Forest. Proceed beneath the bridge and continue along the old railway line. Notice that the bridge is much wider than the track. It was built to accommodate a two-track railway in anticipation of growth, which never materialised. This long flat section is a good chance to soak up the peace and tranquility of the forest, or chat with your fellow walkers. After a few hundred metres, you will get your first glimpses of the Dalles Brook far down below on your right-hand side. As you walk along the course of the railway, take time to look at the cut of the line, which stands as a monument to the impact of the Industrial Revolution and modern transport on the landscape. Notice how modern electricity cables are arranged along sections of the railway, for easy access, for maintenance, and to hide the cables away as they cut through the forest. In places, the line is cut through the rock, in others, it has massively been built up to traverse low points and streams. The railway turned Wye into a landscape of contrasts. Imagine the sight, sound and smell of steam locomotives echoing through the Dalles Valley in springtime, the valley slopes painted with a patchwork of flowering orchards, softened by the smoky mist drifting into the valley from charcoal-burning hearths deep in the forest. All around, smallholders, foresters and woodland craftsfolk would be going about their business, rooted in centuries of traditional land use and craft specialisation. People would be walking through Wye along paths that had been used for centuries. Many of these ancient sunken tracks remain in use to this day, and you are following in the footsteps of our ancestors as you follow the path next to Dalles Brook.
When you reach some wooden bollards across the track, press track 3.